Moving on now, the European Union and the Arab League have strongly criticized the U.S. for ending its funding for the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA. The EU said the move is regrettable, pledging to, quote, secure the continuation and sustainability of the agency's work. The EU added that many in the international community are ready to support UNRWA despite the U.S. funding freeze. Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abolghait also condemned Washington's decision. He said this reflects the U.S. desire to sideline the issues of refugees and Jerusalem al-Quds in the talks between Israel and Palestinians. The U.S. announced halting of its contributions on Friday. UNRWA provides basics to 5 million Palestinians displaced by Israeli occupation and expansionism. Chairman of the European Jews for a Just Peace, Dror Fehler, joins us now from Stockholm. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your thoughts on the decision that the United States has made in cutting funding for UNRWA.
I think this is a continuation of the kind of war that President Trump has declared on the Palestinian people. This is one more blow to the Palestinian people, and it's, of course, it is nothing that will make the so-called peace process alive again. I would say that the United States is spending billions of dollars to Israel defense forces and is now cutting $200 million from the refugees who need really this money for existence. This is a very bad move, but it's not a surprising move when son-in-law of the president, Kushner, is responsible for the so-called talks.
And what about the international response that this act has received? Do you think it's going to have a lot of backlash for the United States or not?
I don't think it will be a very big backlash. I hope that this will also emphasize the fact that the United States is very isolated in these policies. I hope that the European Union will gather its power and force, and they will support the Palestinian cause. But what I hope most is that the people who support the Palestinian cause will realize that it's not enough to condemn, it is not enough to say that we don't accept. People have to act, and the only way to act is to show to Israel and its allies that this kind of new apartheid policy that Israel is practicing for a long time is not acceptable anymore. People have to act. It is not enough. We've talked.
Dror Fehler joining us from Stockholm. Thank you for your comments, sir.